is happening, fellow fantasy GMs? I am JJ Wang. He is the bearded one, DJ Dove. And with our powers combined, we are the Fantasy Couriers.
Well, this is going to be a fun new episode. We're sort of in NFL purgatory. There's a little bit here, a little bit there. Nothing too big. No ginormous guy getting traded. There's trade demands, not trade demands. But today we're going to have a little fun, something we haven't done for a while. And for some reason, people love these shows. These are our most, the highest numbered shows in the offseason are these draft specials. So, you ready?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, people, people love these things, but so we'll do them. Not my favorite of all times, but.
It's because they know we're so wise, and that's why they want to hear them. So what we're going to do today is a two quarterback. Well, it's really a quarterback and a super flex, but a startup draft for a dynasty. Since really in rookie season, we're thinking about preparing for dynasty. Some people like to just jump into more dynasty teams in the offseason and just have a new one for fun. So what we're going to have is the roster is going to include one quarterback, two running backs, three receivers, a tight end, two flexes, one super flex, and two bench spots. It'll be, we'll figure essentially a half point PPR kind of league, and we will float from there. Before we get started, when you're doing a startup, do you have any specific strategies that you want to share with them, or do you want to not spoil it because you know I'm going to take your players?
No, I mean, it's pretty simple, especially when you're doing it like with the super five. I mean, get quarterbacks first, and then I feel like you got to rank your positions of how you do it, how you feel you like your team being made, quarterback, wide receiver, running back. I mean, pretty much just get your guys. So that way you don't go into a season where you got a bunch of guys you don't like. It's fun having guys that you like to root for.
Now, there's a couple of different theories. Are you one that's going to go all out to get the best team you can get this year? Are you one that's like thinking super long term? Are you someone in the middle? And really that comes down to, in the grand scheme of things, it comes down to running backs.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to think about 5 years in the future when I do startups. Get as many guys as under the age of 24 as possible and just hope they all turn out to be big guys, big dogs. That's how I always end up. It always ends up being.
I'm usually somewhere in between, but I always tend to not value running backs as much here and then stock up on receivers because running backs, you can throw in a wet paper bag and push it through a line for 1,000 yards at some point. So,
very true.
Without further ado, if you're watching us, you can see the draft board. Otherwise, I'll try to get us through as they are popping up. I have it set up right now as a 30-second clock. I'm not sure what our handsome faces are covering up as we do it, though. I have slot 10. JJ Wang has slot 6. So without further ado, and I can pause the draft too, I hope. Let us begin. Let's see how it goes. So with the first pick was Josh Allen, then Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Jefferson, Jalen Hurts, and now it's at JJ Wang with pick number 6.
I feel like you still got to keep going. I mean, I still got to get quarterback because by the time it comes back around, you're not going to have the best quarterback options. You got, and Justin Herbert's still available. He's the next best or CJ Stroud or Justin Herbert. Totally miss CJ Stroud. I'm just going to go. I'll go CJ Stroud.
And then C.J. Stroud, C.D. Lamb, Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, and it's up to me at 10. I'm looking at Justin Herbert, Amon-Ra, Bijan, Anthony Richardson, McCaffrey, Breece Hall. So it's a whole mess of other players. And then Caleb Williams is there. You know I'm not taking him. I've got the wraparound. So I know that on the wraparound, the player I want is Jordan Love. So I am going to go with Justin Herbert, who I'm not a fan of, but he's a quarterback, and it is super flex. So after Herbert was Bijan, then on the turn was, look at that, St. Brown and a Gibbs. A guy has two Detroit Lions to start it, Anthony Richardson. And now I'm looking, I could go quarterback. I could get a top-tier receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr., A.J. Brown's looking at me right now, but I'm still along with you. I'm going with the quarterback. I'm going with my new man crush. And I am going to take Jordan Love. Maybe. There he goes. Followed by McCaffrey, Marvin Harrison, Breece Hall, and now it's back to you with the 2.7.
Yeah, so I mean, I feel like I got Caleb Williams and Trevor Lawrence as my quarterbacks. I'd rather have Trevor Lawrence there looking at these other guys. I got AJ Brown or Garrett Wilson, depends on where. I think I'm gonna go receiver here. I know it's kind of risky, but I think I might try to get a see what kind of quarterback I can get on my comeback. So it's either AJ Brown or Garrett Wilson. You know, I like Garrett Wilson a lot. I'm gonna go Garrett Wilson.
Okay, put him in there. I pause it because we're talking as we go.
It
Does it
won't
let
let me draft if it's paused. There you go.
you? Okay, I figure Garrett Wilson's Kyler. I was thinking about Kyler. I'm a Kyler guy. Caleb Williams. There went Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, Olave. Then on the turn, AJ Brown, Tyreek, Puka Nacua, ETN, Laporta. And now it's back to you. But looking at that before, between you and back around on your turn is eight picks. We saw Olave, ETN, Laporta, rookie Williams. Anything in there just sort of, are there guys in there that you're like, darn, they took him, or guys you're like, holy moly, they went too high in a rookie, in a startup draft?
I think ETN probably went a little high. I'm not too excited as ETN as being like one of my top three building blocks. I'd like to have a little better of a foundation there. But other than that, I mean, everything seems okay. Tyreek Hill's a little older. You know how much longer he's going to last. I mean, I think that might worry me a little bit. But other than that, I mean, I think everything looks okay.
Man Crush Laporta is on there. Tyreek out. That was going to be my thought. I'm like, Olave, he's a big question mark there. I mean, he's the one, two, three, four. He's the seventh receiver off the board getting the ball from Derek Carr there. So it's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, it's sketchy too. I mean, who knows? Who
I love the
knows?
Laporta pick. That makes me want to just like stand up and applaud that guy. But the one thing I noticed out of curiosity, Christian McCaffrey is the third running back off the board. When do the wheels fall off of him? Jahmyr Gibbs went ahead of McCaffrey. Bijan went ahead of McCaffrey. When do the wheels
Yeah,
fall off?
I think if I mean, just, like I said, McCaffrey. If you're one of those guys that's trying to win now, I think McCaffrey's still safe because I still think he's got. There are at least two really good years left to wait. The 49ers do use him a lot, so we'll see how that works out. But in that offense, I mean, I think a solid 2 years, and then after that, I mean, you deal with the running back anyway because it's usually two years and they're gone anyway. So no matter what running back you got in there, probably looking to get rid of them in about a year or two anyway.
I was going to say McCaffrey or Breece Hall, but I think you just convinced me to go back to McCaffrey. I was going to say Breece Hall, but yeah, ETN doesn't make sense. Let's resume with JJ Wang's pick.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to get a quarterback because when they come back through, they're going to be struggling. So I'm gonna have to get my second one now. I mean, I got Brock Purdy. There's Tua still there, but I'm gonna surprise myself here. I'm gonna go Jared Goff. I think
Yes.
he just got the extension, and so I think Jared Goff's safe for another 3 years. And I like he's a safe fantasy player, and that's what I need to go for here with a young Stroud and a young Wilson.
I absolutely love that pick. After that was Neighbors, and depends where he lands. Fields and Kyren Williams, and now I am on the board. I've got two quarterbacks, Herbert and Love. It would be mighty tempting to take a running another quarterback, but I'm going to take your boy, Brandon Ayuk. Getting
Did or did he not ask to be traded? That is the question.
same thing with T. Higgins. They're both in the same scenario. Oh man, there goes my guy. Team 12. Achan went afterwards, then Waddle, and then Pittman was who I was hoping to get on the wraparound because he's a wide receiver one. He's a stud, followed by his teammate Jonathan Taylor. Now I'm looking receiver. It looks like one of my favorite guys is still on the board, and I'm gonna walk away with Drake London. So Brandon Ayuk and Drake London as my receivers as I'm going on, followed by Purdy, DJ Moore, Devonta Smith, and now it's back to you. I'm going to pause it 1 second here, give you about 30 seconds to look at what just went down. Anything kind of shocking? Kyren Williams too early.
I mean,
H too
I think Justin Fields is a little surprising, not knowing what we're going to get. I mean, might be looking in the future. We'll see there. But as of now, he's not the starter. I could easily change, and this could be a great pick. I mean, it's definitely a shoot for the moon type of pick. think A-Chain going before Jonathan Taylor, I think that surprises me kind of a lot.
Yeah.
I would never do that. I would take Jonathan Taylor before I would take Travis Etienne or Kyren Williams. So, I mean, I think this guy's getting a kind of a steal. I mean, starting with three running backs like this is still kind of sketchy. I would never do it. But, I mean, I don't understand. But, yeah, I thought Taylor would go before those guys.
Too early for neighbors?
Not really. I mean, if you're looking for a quarterback, I would have taken maybe Devonta Smith over Neighbors, but I mean, maybe a little bit. I mean, but if you want a rookie, you're going to have to grab him. Somebody, I mean, he's not going to probably get back to you.
It is rookie season.
Yeah, so I mean, you never know.
Okay, back to you.
Yeah, so I'm probably looking at another wide receiver. I'd like to start with two high-end wide receivers, and then you get your two good corporate. And I think the youngest and the best, I'm going to go with Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I think he did enough last year to entice me that coming into this year, he'll be more of the guy. So that's what I'm looking for. I mean, he's super young. He was a guy in Ohio State, so I think this is a good pick.
Okay, after JSN went Kenneth Walker, then Tua, then Mark Andrews, McBride, Nico Collins on the wraparound, Daniels went at the 5-1. That's a little late for the – I thought he'd go sooner. Tank Dell, Odunze, I always say his name wrong. Is that right?
Yeah.
Hawkinson, Higgins. Do you know who you're picking?
Oh, I sure do. So, okay. So all my guys are pretty young except for Goff, but I'm going to keep the trend. I know probably not going to come around back to me. If I want this guy, I'm going to have to get him now. You know, he's the next big thing coming out of college and coming out of Georgia. I'm going to go with Brock Bowers. I'm going to need a tight end. He's the next guy. Not taking a chance. Maybe he's the next Kyle Pitts. I mean, Kyle Pitts is okay. Maybe it takes a little longer for him to set into the NFL. But I'm going to go young and athletic here. I'm going to go Brock Bowers.
Okay, our clock froze, so I'm putting him in there for you. Okay, Brock Bowers, to ya. You're throwing out your rookie tight ends early. I think I'm stuck on not getting a tight end. Here we go. Then Saquon. I was asking about Saquon a second ago, but I didn't want to show my hand. And then DK Metcalf, Jordan Addison, and now it is back to me. The tight ends are kind of there in La La Land. A couple guys floating around. Next ranked player is Drake May. I don't want anything to do with these rookie quarterbacks. Rashee Rice is there. Let's see who gets stuck with him. I'll let him get auto-picked. And my next guy is the guy who I just heard on a podcast has had a – I'm just going to take – that's not who I want it. Pause. My next guy was – I'm going to just put him in there because it was going to be Debo. Is Debo Samuel. And I chose Debo because Ayuk won't be there. So I got two guys on paper from the same place. But – Debo's numbers are just through the roof. The average, what was it? I saw rushing average is amazingly higher. Points per rush is just through the roof. So going to go with some Debo Samuels, and then I'm going to wrap it around. I need to get a running back at some point. So second contract, Josh Jacobs for now will be great.
Good job.
Coming back. So after it was Drake May, White, Flowers on the loop, Rashee Rice, Jacobs, Cook, Kincaid, Devontae Adams.
Yeah, so looking at me, I was going to go running back there. I mean, took the guy that I wanted. And Josh Jacobs, I thought hopefully he was going to come back around. So I'm going to just go with a wide receiver. I'm going to go with an older gentleman here, somebody that I know that's going to produce because he just always does. Hopefully it's not the year that he falls off. Yeah, so I'm going to take Mike Evans. I know he's a little older, kind of goes away from what I'm trying, but I'm looking for that older leadership in the locker room. And Mike Evans is always gets 1,000 yards and a lot of touchdowns. I'm not a huge fan of Baker, but he did good enough last year to make think it might happen again. Hopefully get one more year here. I think it's just solid points that you need. Wide receiver three.
Okay. The board is deciding it wants to auto pick for all of us. So as we're talking there, you'll see this is the fun of using the sleeper draft board. It's usually good. I don't know what it's doing, but I fixed it while if you're watching the video. But yeah, Mike Evans, great pick. I like it. He signed that contract. He's there for a couple of years in Dynasty. We're talking 3 years. So getting 3 years. So I got Josh Jacobs. He signed that contract. He's going to get the ball. Why not? Then it went Diggs, Swift, Cooper Kupp, Thomas, Rookie Thomas, Pacheco, Jalen Reed, they think he's number one. Who's number one in Green Bay? Is it Reed?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard. It's
I
hard. I
heard a
don't think
debate.
there is a number one. So I don't know if there is a number one yet.
Yeah, I'd love to see it be Wicks. That's who I'm rooting for. McLaurin, Spears. How about that? Spears in Tennessee. Then Christian Watson. So they're four picks apart. Najee Harris, and then it's back to you on the with the 7.6.
Yeah, for some reason, my team was on auto pick, so I had to go back and
Oh,
pick that.
so it was
I think
the
it was probably
old
my
man
fault.
JJ Wang.
Sorry about that. All right, so looking at my team, I'm starting to look at it. I didn't go in with a plan. I didn't know what I was going to get. So starting to look at it, I'm like, you know what? I really like my team. I think I can contend right now, and I don't have a running back. So I'm sitting here looking if I can contend right now, and I think I need a running back that can last me 1 year. And there's Derrick Henry sitting right there in the Baltimore offense. You know what? I've become a Derrick Henry fan over the last year or so, and why is it?
And you picked Javonte Williams, but we're going to continue on because that's how awesome we are. We had to pause the video again because the screen is Sleeper's not being nice to us today. We love Sleeper; it's the greatest app you can possibly use. But apparently, we're old and computer inept, so apologies. We'll see how I end up cutting this together if I totally splice this out or if I just admit that we're old and we got the board back. So JJ Wang just took Derrick Henry, who he's starting to finally fall in love with, and I can't argue because Derrick Henry in that offense is disgusting. I don't see how Najee Harris and Tajae Spears, Isaiah Pacheco and DeAndre Swift, or you could even say Cook for up to a point, were picked before Derrick Henry, who I still think, I'll say it until I'm wrong, I still think he has a couple years of being workhorse and then a couple years of being a vulture, touchdown vulture, which makes him a very valuable dynasty. He'll go from being an RB1, which he could easily be the RB1 this year. I could totally see that. In that system, it'll kill Lamar. Luckily, I have them both on the same team, so they'll balance each other out. But I could see him getting the yards and being an RB1 this year.
I hope so. My team is looking pretty good right now. All right.
Yeah.
I
If you could do this in real life as opposed to rookie fever, you would.
know,
So then that went Deshaun Watson, George Pickens, Bryce Young, who I'm actually starting to grow a little fond of. I don't know
okay,
why.
Sean.
Yeah,
All right.
I like what they're putting around him. And then it's back to me, and I'm starting to think there are a few things I like on these teams. Number one, on a dynasty team, is I want to have receivers and quarterbacks. I want to have quarterback depth, so I don't have to worry about it for a while. So I'm looking 3 years ahead, and I love Baker. You don't? I want to have Baker as my third quarterback going on for a while. So it's the depth piece. I don't talk about quarterback for a bunch of years now. And then that was followed up by Kelce, Pitts, Javonte Williams, David Montgomery. And then it is back to me. I have three receivers and a running back. I only have one running back, but I'm still nothing there makes me want to go, yay. So I'm going for another receiver. Receiver depth cannot be overstated. There's going to be a run on tight ends coming up. I'm looking there. I'm going to have to pause the draft. Because I was talking too much, but I am going to go back and I'm going to fix that. And I am not taking Alvin Kamara, that is for sure. That wasn't me, was it? Yes, that was me. There will be no taking of Alvin Kamara on my team, but I was going to take a receiver. And I thought, hey, he burned me, he killed me, but you know what? I'm going to throw Calvin Ridley on my team because he signed a monster deal. He's a wide receiver one in Tennessee, and he's my fourth wide receiver. So if he plays anything like last year, why not? And he is going to be automatically set on my team. People that are watching are going to think we're a bunch of fools, but you know what? We do this for free and for fun. So enjoy the theatrics as we got going on here. And look, I'm still struggling to get her. But Calvin Ridley, what do you think of Calvin Ridley in Tennessee? I know you're not a Will Levis guy. I like Levis more than you do, but Calvin Ridley in Tennessee, what do you see out of him?
I mean, I don't know if I see a whole lot. He's gonna have some good weeks, right? I think he's gonna have some high ceiling weeks, but I think overall, I think you'll be more disappointed every on a weekly basis than you will be excited for Calvin Ridley. But you're not going to be able to sit him. You're gonna have to start him. So you're gonna have to go through those weeks where
Oh, I
Now,
don't.
Kenneth.
I got Ayuk London Samuel. He's my fourth receiver. That was why I took him.
Oh, I mean, but you might have not started, but if one of those goes down and you end up stuck, you have to start him. I mean, that's what you're gonna. But you're going into it, you know that's what you're going to get out of Ridley, so it's not
Yeah.
like you're expecting something else. I mean, it's. I mean, at this point, I mean, he is a little older, so you know how much longer it's going to last.
Joe Mixon was my other thought because I think he's got one or two good years in Mix in Houston on that team, but we'll see where they go. So let's see if we can functionally do a draft anymore. Let us resume the draft with JJ Wang.
All right, so I'm going to get a piece of the rookies here because that's just what I love to do. And I'm going to go JJ McCarthy as my third QB. I mean, I really don't need it, but I'm like, you know what? I got rookie fever. I like having young guys on my team. Hopefully McCarthy can get set to a nice spot. And then we'll see what happens. But I think overall, I think McCarthy would be solid. He doesn't have to start right away. He'll sit on my bench. I mean, so you know what? I get a young quarterback.
April of 2024, 2 weeks before the draft, where does JJ McCarthy end up?
I think maybe Minnesota. I think Minnesota is
I guess
where I'm probably. But I mean, who knows? I mean, any of these guys, it could surprise me anywhere. Because McCarthy would be up to the number two spot before long, and then it'll fall back down to like the fifth one, and who knows? It's
gotta
crazy.
get Sam Darnold. Alvin Kamara went afterwards. Tony Pollard, who it's interesting, went around after Tajay Spears. Amari Cooper, Christian Kirk, Evan Ingram, Chris Godwin, Austin Eckler, the newest commander. Right beside Eckler was Brian Robinson. Are these guys that close, or is it just a thing due to auto draft?
I think they're probably. I mean, you just Robinson to get the touchdowns, Eckler to get the catches. So, I mean, maybe it just equals out and they end up having the same amount of points. I think that's probably how it's going to work out. Maybe Eckler can have one more productive season, primarily as the receiving back and not much of the running back. So he's not going to get a lot of the touchdowns like he has in the past. No go to Brian Robinson, but Brian Robinson won't get very many receiving, receptions either. So, and then I think it's going to be interesting to see how Nick Chubb comes off of the injury too. I think that's. I mean, I like Chubb, but I think it might hurt his speed a little bit, especially getting older.
Well, he took the pay cut, so that's probably the news of the week is that Chubb took a pay cut. So yeah, and then right before him in 9.4, the guy I was going to take was picked. I thought Njoku. I was like, oh, burn. So I'm going to push resume draft. Do you know who you're picking?
I do. All
Go for it.
right. So I'm trying. So after taking that McCarthy pick, I got to get back on track and realize that, hey, I do want to win now. I need another running back. And I think there's a semi-workhorse running back still on the board, and that's Zamir White for Oakland. So I think I'm going to take him, and I think I can get RB2 production at maybe. Most likely RB2 production, and hopefully, get some of those lower end RB1 weeks. And I think it's a solid pick if, running back's only gonna last 2 years anyway.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm gonna have to pause because you talked, which I liked. Yeah, I like that. I like that pick there. Zamir's a guy I've just got a piece of in one of my dynasty teams because I think he could last longer. I mean, if he shows up, he's got 3 years, 2 years, I guess, and then his contract comes up, so they could sign him to an extension in 2 years or do it before if he has a good enough year there. But so I'm rocking four receivers, one running back, and three quarterbacks at this point. Options are galore. I mean, at this point, it's a you decide how you're going to build your team. And tight end was where I was going to head, but then that run on tight ends, Jake Ferguson was in my thoughts. There's a handful of tight ends I'm looking at right now that I'm going to hold off because I see. I got two tight ends that I'm really thinking of, but as I say that, I'm gonna zag myself and I'm gonna go back to back tight ends here. So one guy that I liked coming out last year, I had one share and I traded it, was Michael Mayer in Vegas. He's got the talent to be a top tier tight end, and I'm gonna add him to my team at once I restart the draft here. We are all kinds of, that's the wrong button. Let me go to resume draft. Here we go. So I'm going to take Michael Mayer, Vegas tight end, because they got to throw to someone eventually, right?
Yeah, you would think.
So the draft sped up. We got to the end. Here, we're going to go run down each of our rosters. My roster, it's an interesting roster. And as I said, if you're going to do a startup draft, you're doing twice as many picks. And you next time I do it, I'll probably do 12 more picks, or maybe we'll do a startup with like 19 picks. But my quarterback is Justin Herbert. My Superflex quarterback is Jordan Love, with Baker as my third quarterback. My running backs are Josh Jacobs, Blake Corum, and Jonathan Brooks. My receivers are Ayuk, London, and Samuel, with my assumption they're on different teams, and then Calvin Ridley. I did stack two young tight ends. That was my key thing. I thought the longevity of tight ends, if these two guys can pop and be there, I've got 8 to 10 years of tight end, and I don't have to worry about them. I can just draft running back, running back, running back, and rookie drafts. The player that I don't like Justin Herbert. I don't know why I picked him. I think I got trigger happy there. He looked so good early on, and recently he's looked just sort of there. And now he's got to throw the ball to not Keenan Allen. So I'm very, very worried about that. He's probably a guy I would look to move to a Justin Herbert lover before the season, if possible, for something for a quarterback or two quarter or young quarterback. I don't know, because this team's not a win now team just looking at it. And I love getting me some Drake London, one of my favorites. He is a guy that I think his rankings are going way too high because he hasn't proven it on the NFL field, but the talent is there. So I probably won't get him in redrafts or anything if I were to do a startup, because I think he's just too hyper valuable. I got him on a bunch of teams because I love me some Drake London. What are you thinking about your team, JJ Wang?
All right. So looking at my team, I got quarterbacks of CJ Stroud, Jared Goff. I'm expecting CJ Stroud to do what he did last year. I know there's a chance maybe he's not as good as we all think he is, but I'm taking the risk as him being my guy. And I definitely think he can take that next step. I think he's going to be that top, that next top five quarterback type. And then Jared Goff, I needed some consistency. He always plays. He doesn't miss games. I have a bad game here and there, but overall, you're very satisfied with Jared Goff as your QB too. And looking at running backs, I went Derrick Henry. I think I can get at least one more year out of him in the dynasty, 1 year out of a steady quarterback or of a steady running back. I'm fine with me. And definitely, I think my team can win, so I'm happy there. I got Zamir White. And then I picked up Trey Benson there at the end. Hopefully, he can fit in at some point, maybe by injury, or maybe he's just that good. And looking at my wide receivers, got Garrett Wilson, hoping Aaron Rodgers comes back and is the Aaron Rodgers of old. That's what I'm expecting there. And if not, I still think Garrett Wilson is a solid wide receiver if you put a legitimate quarterback back there. Jackson Smith-Njigba, look for him to take that next step. Mike Evans, just looking for consistency, just like Jared Goff as my wide receiver three. Taking a chance with Brock Bowers, hoping he can perform at least to maybe like a tight end one, low end tight end one this year with a high ceiling, and with the expectation that I'm not gonna have to worry about tight end for the next 8 or 9 years. That's what I'm looking at here. Hopefully, that's where it goes. And I got Deontay Johnson. He's just statistically, he's just always there. He gets a lot of targets. And then I took Ladd McConkey, in pretty much a future Deontay Johnson in that same mold, same type of receiver.
McConkey.
So I mean, I like my team. I don't think there was a bad pick on my team. I think everybody is solid. I'm pretty sure I'm winning the Super Bowl or the Super Bowl here with this team. So yeah, I don't think there's a bad pick here.
Okay, there we go. It's a shame we'll never know as we go through. So yeah, thanks everybody for being patient. You'll see a bunch of jumps in us. Hopefully everything worked out. There might be some missing rounds. It was a rough day learning the sleeper. We'll do a couple more of these. We're planning to do a rookie mock draft after the NFL draft, so you can see where guys landed. I'm the frustrating one with JJ Wang. He loves the rookies. I was like, I want to know where they are. That's how my brain rolls. Luke, like, I got two rookies on my team, and I'm like, they could you draft one of those guys to be the Baltimore second running back, and he's automatically off my team. I'm not going to worry about him. And his draft stock will just sink, plummet. So we're gonna hit some right. We hit one right after the NFL draft to get you excited for rookie draft season. Because I have one league. I think, well, at the time of this recording, we're like at 21 days till our rookie draft. Is like, whoa. So
Yeah, it's crazy. It's right around the corner, man.
give us some wisdom and let's peace out.
Wisdom is, it's, I mean, I'm not a huge fan. I used to do a lot of mock drafts in the end, but as we're doing it right now, I mean, I feel like it does have a valuable asset getting to know some of these guys, just so you don't want to go into your draft blindfolded and then you're coming down to picking some random guy with 1 or 2 seconds on the clock. At least if you have just a little bit of knowledge of most of these guys, it really does make fantasy a whole lot easier and a whole lot better for you. So as always, trust yourself and trust the process.